this is one of those issues where every drop counts. Every small decision that an individual makes in their home or outside of their home certainly counts.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we explore the meaning of drought, especially in Massachusetts. As this dry, hot summer continues, a level 3 critical drought has been declared in central and northeast Massachusetts, while the Connecticut River Valley region is in a level 2 significant drought, and the western end of the state is experiencing mild drought conditions. Top state officials are urging water conservation and fire vigilance. Joining me now to discuss the situation is Vandana Rao, the Massachusetts Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs Director of Water Policy. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
To begin with, what is meant by drought?
So drought is defined by several indices or parameters. The main one, of course, being precipitation or rainfall. How much are we getting at any particular period of time in the year compared to how much that location would normally get at that time of the year? So when we do look at any of the regions you just talked about, we look at the precipitation patterns for that region over the course of the history of time when we have been collecting data. So in some locations, we have data going back over 100 years. In addition to precipitation, we also look at what happens to this rainfall once it hits the ground. So is there enough in our streams and rivers? Do we have enough in the groundwater getting recharged? What's happening to the precipitation once it hits the ground, and how much of that is getting evaporated? What's the fire danger looking like in that region? And finally, we also look at how much water is in our lakes and impoundments. So there are six different indices that we review on a daily or certainly weekly basis. And depending on when they cross a certain threshold that defines whether it's normal or below normal, that's when a drought kicks in. So anything that's less than the 30th percentile is what we would consider as that threshold. Anything below that is below normal. And even within that, we have certain levels. That's why when you see information coming out of our office or declarations, we have four different levels of drought, from 1 to 4 getting consecutively worse in how dry it is out there in any of those indices.
Is the situation right now atypical? Does it usually happen this time of year? How does 2022 compare?
Well, a level 3 drought is certainly not typical. The last time we had a level 3 drought was in 2016. It was one of the more significant droughts that Massachusetts has experienced. Prior to that, it was several decades ago. So this is not necessarily typical. However, having said that, we are seeing the occurrence of droughts more often in the last 6 or 7 years than we did in even the 20 or 30 year time frame prior to that. So the common belief is that climate change is really driving these changes in the way we experience precipitation and temperature in Massachusetts. So it's not at all commonplace to have these kind of droughts to this extent. And certainly even a level 2 is still not all that frequent. So I would say that this is slightly unusual, but seems to be a recurring pattern every few years.
So for listeners who are in the western part of Massachusetts, particularly the Connecticut River Valley region and then Berkshire mm-hmm. County, where things are not mm-hmm. as dire as things are in the east, are there steps mm-hmm. that they should be taking to help alleviate the drought conditions? And is it even something that on an individual basis you can help to alleviate?
Absolutely. I think this is one of those issues where every drop counts. Every small decision that an individual makes in their home or outside of their home certainly counts. Now, and those residents in the Connecticut River Valley, which is at a level 2, or the western region, can certainly make everyday steps or take everyday steps to reduce their water use. The entire state is in a level of drought, which means that we all should be at that point where we're doing something. limiting outdoor watering in level one and level two areas, and in level three areas, which is the entire central region and northeast, a complete halt on non-essential watering. So anything that is on outdoors, we really would like to ask residents to cease from putting water on their lawns and landscapes, and let it go for some time, and just be able to flourish based on the rainfall that we receive and not add anything extra.
Well, aside from, you know, having a brown lawn in your neighborhood, what are some of the potential or actual longer term impacts of drought?
So the drought can impact and has started to impact many of our natural resources that, especially here in Massachusetts, we enjoy and look forward to in the summer, our streams, our ponds, our lakes, and then all the habitat that survives in or around these water bodies. So those water bodies are diminishing. We are seeing streams that are drying up or ponding. So not being in a flow also means the fish don't have the ability to move within those systems. The wetlands are being impacted as well. We're also starting to see some impacts on the agricultural sector where the soil is drying up, so many crops are needing additional watering. Certainly I'm sure the farmers are keeping a close watch on how the rainfall that is coming down and is forecasted to really will start to impact their harvest. So far, most farms are doing well. They have enough water to water their plants, but it's something that, as conditions worsen, will certainly start to impact them. Water supplies could be impacted as well, and many cities and towns across the Commonwealth have put in outdoor watering restrictions. Some of them are outright bans. Some have 1 day a week or 2 day a week, and usually the request and the ask of residents is to restrict that to the evening hours after 5 p.m. or before 9 a.m. so that you minimize any evaporative losses of the water that you're applying. Communities are certainly starting to see some impacts on their water supply as well. So I think drought is non-discriminatory in the sense that the impacts are far and wide on many sectors. And so we, as those of us who are living in those regions affected, you know, start to do things at an individual or a business level or even a commercial sort of establishment level. All of that will help in saving water and ensuring that we have enough for a long time.
When it comes to, forecasts and predictions, is it likely mm-hmm. that other parts of the state will reach level three or even worse?
It's hard to say, although the forecasts right now are pointing to higher than normal temperatures and maybe normal to slightly below normal precipitation. It remains to be seen how that really plays out in any of our regions. But certainly these high temperatures are not helping. The heat wave that we're currently experiencing and will likely go through the weekend strips more moisture from the atmosphere and from the soil. So that tends to exacerbate any impacts we're already seeing on the drought. So it's hard to say whether the regions that are on a level two or a level one will be going up in the short term. But if these conditions continue and this sort of dry spell that we're in continues, it could very well happen in the coming months.
How do the conditions right now in Massachusetts compare with other states that are grappling maybe with similar conditions?
Mm-hmm. So much of New England is in some level of drought. And with our central and northeast region, probably the worst hit, if we look at the sixth state region of Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. But if you take a look at, say, for example, the map that the U.S. Drought Monitor puts out that looks at it from a regional scale, you'll see that all these states are in some level of drought. So this is not current. What we're experiencing right now is not unique to Massachusetts. We're all experiencing it in some way. But the most severe extent to that is in the northeast region, the north central part of the central region, and further across the border. So we're certainly seeing that all throughout this area.
Now, aside from conservation, and you know, I'm assuming here that it is ideal to pull out of the drought. What is the plan mm-hmm. to end the drought? Do you just wait until a rainier season?
Yes, I guess, because we really don't have control over how much water is coming. We are only always in a responsive or responding sort of manner that we look at this this condition throughout the state. So it's, we have to wait till we get more rain. But there's a lot we can do to help minimize what the impact of that is on us today and in the near to midterm future. And the other thing that we start to think about is how do we ensure that we are even better prepared in the long term? As we start to see these droughts coming our way more often, what do we need to do at a community level, at a regional level, at a state level to ensure that we're well prepared for this? So for communities to start to look seriously at their water supply, their long-term water supply, and how it may last through a whole year of drought or 2 years of drought. Do they have enough interconnections to other systems where they can tap? Do they have emergency connections to other systems that that are in good working condition? Do we need to start to think about ways to increase the efficiency of our water use? So that even during those conditions, we're actually, for our public health purposes and for our daily needs, we don't need to use a whole lot because our appliances and our fixtures and all are highly efficient. So there are things that steps that we can take as individuals and as a society to help minimize that use during a time when there is not much. But really, the way to come out of a drought completely is more rain. And this rainfall pattern is cyclical. It will come back. What remains to be seen is how long we remain in this drought condition.
Do you personally find yourself like taking Navy showers and trying to cut down in your own life?
Timing your shower is a good thing, and most of us have a smartphone, so I would suggest people put timers on it and to remind themselves of how long they've been in the shower. But jokes aside, yes, certainly in my family, we try to do that. And I have teenage children, so it's something that I press upon them all the time.
Good luck.
Just other things besides the shower, you know, don't run your dishwasher until it's at full capacity. Make sure when you're running your washing machine, that is also a full load. Wait until you actually accumulate enough for a full load rather than running it with half or a quarter of a load, so that way you maximize the efficiency of your appliance. Just overall being careful about, you know, when you're brushing, don't let the water run. When you're washing your dishes, there's no need to let it run all the time. Be strategic in how when you turn the tap on to actually rinse the soap off. Steps like that can all, in a cumulative way, in a community or a region, can really go a long way in ensuring that we are keeping our water supplies in sort of a healthy volume to keep us going for the next several months until the condition starts to abate.
That's Vandana Rao, the Massachusetts Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs Director of Water Policy. Thank you very much for taking the time to explain it to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. That does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Ian Pickus.